With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok, on a Monday morning. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day.
And it was an interesting one, and we had corned beef and cabbage at some friend's house, and it was wonderful.
Mm. Well, Alan, over the weekend, Crimea voted to secede from Ukraine and join Russia. Probably not too much of a surprise there.
No, you know, it's always tough to get inside somebody else's head, but what you want to do is get inside the Russian people's head. First of all, the polls that I've seen are showing that Putin's popularity is increasing. The other thing is that there is some question as to the legitimacy of overthrowing an existing government, elected government, as there was in Kiev and the rest of the country. And so this is not an easy thing. Clearly, the Germans and others do not want to alienate Putin to the point where they can't get the kind of energy supplies that they need. So there isn't a solid front among the U.S. and the European partners in terms of how they're going to approach this. So from the very beginning, it looked to me like there was going to be a separate Crimea that would be then affiliated with the Soviet Federation. I don't think there's any question that that's going to happen. The big question behind all of this is this a plan to increase Russia's girth by bringing in other places that had gone through the separation with the old Soviet Union, and whether or not Putin wants to recreate a greater Russia? And that is what everybody is nervous about, and he's playing that one to the hilt as he moves his troops around, just a little bit over a border from Crimea to the rest of Ukraine. And so that's where everybody's going to be paying attention.
The attention has shifted from a search to including in a criminal investigation with this missing Malaysian airliner. And boy, what's coming? We don't know.
You're so right, David. Anybody who comments on this and says, this is what happened, or I think this, you can say anything you want. You can say, as you and I were kidding around before, that a giant alien spaceship, you know. But truthfully, what we have to do is just sit back and wait. I am one who believes that sooner or later, we're going to find out about this. Now, the interesting component of this is the Malaysian government themselves. They seem to be playing it very close to the vest, and we don't really know what was going on. There's certainly a feeling that the Malaysians either know or knew a lot more sooner than they were letting on about the whole thing.
Finally, we hear comments from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo that the 24-hour news cycle makes governing more difficult.
This guy is really too much. He is not really open with the press. So instead of having the press conferences that his father had, you know, he goes on some obscure radio station and he says a few words, and he knows, they're honest about it, that there's no talking back and they have to take what they've got. So he knows that the press can destroy you. And he does what he has to do. He doesn't play the game.